position. But a master, a guru, in the Eastern sense, is not an intermediary, is not the go-between between you and God, is not the one who says, here's the way, and turn left and follow me. No real master, no true teacher has the slightest interest in getting you to think a certain way, in getting you to accept a particular set of principles, in getting you to follow a certain way that is preset. It doesn't matter what tradition they come from, it doesn't matter what way of thought they represent. Every true teacher is only trying to do one thing with you, trying to get you to find the truth for yourself, not through an intermediary, not even through the teacher, him or herself. But until you're willing to take up that responsibility, we all need help. And the guru fulfills that intermediate need in every way possible. He or she uses every aspect of themselves, everything they know, think, feel, everything they have in their personal arsenal to try to accomplish that. And it's a massive job. It's a massive job because all of us are in complete resistance to it. And it's almost an automatic response, that resistance. Because the master's job, in one sense, is to get you to experience directly for yourself how you don't know, how you don't have the answer. The priest, the rabbi, is an intermediary saying, here are some answers. The true teacher says, exhaust your answers. Forget about what he says and what she says. It has to be your experience. It has to be what you absolutely know. Exhaust that. Go all the way with that. Throw out everything you've been taught. Throw out everything that isn't you. And then see what's left. And this is the only path to the divine. You can't come with a bunch of suitcases full of ideas and beliefs and other people's understandings. If it's not your understanding, you can't use it. You can think you're using it, but it can't get you very far. The only understanding that can really take you somewhere that matters is your own. So unless it's your direct experience, every true teacher is trying in every way to get you to go further in your own direct experience so that the question isn't just intellectual, so the question is existential and is addressed more seriously than you would have been willing otherwise. Because at a certain point it becomes arduous, becomes so difficult that without assistance there's every chance you'll give up. There's every chance you'll turn back. The guru's function becomes to encourage you just one more step, just one more again, little by little. Not, here's a set of rules to live by. Not, here's the explanation of what life is. But you have to go deep in yourself